Shot Live, 855-453. That's the SACL toll-free call-in line, 855-450-3733. You can call in, talk about whatever you want to talk about. It's a completely interactive program. It's Mark with you.
And Stephanie.
And it's a completely interactive website. You can go to freetalklive.com and interact there with other listeners. You can link to whether it's news stories or blog posts or videos or whatever it is that you think is important. You can link to it there, describe it, post it. People will vote it up, vote it down. You can do the same with theirs. And, you know, as a result, the interesting stuff bubbles up to the top. It's freetalklive.com. So, Stephanie, out of the gate here, I think it's important that we all know this. How to spot a terrorist.
Oh, really? I want to know that.
Department of Homeland Security out of New Jersey. I guess they've got their own little New Jersey homeland. I'm not sure.
What I really want to know is whether we fit the description or who else fits it.
I suspect there's all these descriptions out there about, you know, how you can find a domestic terrorist and what they look like and what kind of bumper stickers they have and what kind of things they believe in.
Usually
that kind
it's
of thing.
Like Liberty bumper stickers, isn't
yeah.
it? Yeah.
You know, people that believe in the Constitution, they're dangerous. The Constitution is a dangerous document.
Wow.
I mean, if you consider that the Second Amendment was written in order to essentially kill any tyrannical leaders, I mean, that was the idea to some extent behind it.
And not only that, but, like, the constitutionalists aren't even the most radical fringe of the liberty movement either, you know. There are lots of people who believe in no government whatsoever.
Indeed. But this isn't really about those folks. This is reporting from RT.com here. So you go on a date, and your boy or girlfriend notices that you yawn too much. The air conditioner goes off, you start to shiver and get goosebumps.
Is this going to be like you might be a redneck, you might be a terrorist if you, you shiver too much?
It's just that dumb.
Oh, wow.
Terrorist, your date shouts and runs off.
Oh,
why?
Oh, my.
They've read DHS's new pamphlet. New Jersey Office of Homeland Security and Preparedness has released a new document entitled Terrorism Awareness and Prevention. The paper, now remember, this is the same organization that says, if you see something, say something.
Mm-hmm.
I want you to keep in mind that they want you to, if you see something, say something. I guess these are the kind of things that you should say something about if you see.
Goosebumps, huh?
The paper is aimed at raising awareness on how New Jersey residents can help combat terrorism, including tips on how to spot signs of suspicious activities and behaviors. So what are these suspicious behaviors? Look for signs of nervousness in the people you come in contact with. These are in quotation marks.
Wow.
Quotations. Exaggerated yawning when in conversation. Repetitive touching of the face.
Why yawning? That makes
terrorists yawn.
Sense. Well, yawns are contagious, right? So if you're yawning and then the other person yawns because they saw you yawn,
you're a yawn terrorist?
I guess.
Repetitive touching of the face. Now, whenever I grow facial hair, this is one of the reasons that I generally don't keep facial hair for any length of time. I have this kind of ping-ponging thing with growing a little beard or whatever, but I never keep it for very long because I will stroke it like Snidely Whiplash once it gets too long, and I'll play with the hair on my face. And I don't need another nervous tick. You know, I've got all the little pet peeves that I need. I got a little peeve zoo going on. So,
aww.
You know, I don't need facial hair. That's the reason I generally keep a clean-shaven face.
Yeah.
But repetitive touching of the face. When I have facial hair, I'm the evil twin, Mark Edge. So therefore, you know, you've got to watch out for me.
It wasn't you, it was your evil twin. But
right.
A lot of people touch their faces. And is that, are they, I wonder if they're bringing that up because of the old, like, psychological studies that showed if people touch their face more, it's an indication that they're lying. And I don't know how accurate that is or if it's accurate, but I've heard it, and I just wonder if it's kind of folklore or...
I would call it folklore.
Yeah, but, I mean, people might be lying and about any number of things, and they're not planning to do a terrorist act, you know what I mean? They could be lying about their age or their weight, or, like, especially if you're on a date, like, this article starts off with the premise that you're on a date with somebody, and, you know, they could be nervous for all kinds of reasons.
Who doesn't withhold a certain amount of truth on a first date, right?
I don't know if that's a particularly great way to start off a relationship.
I don't think it's.
I think a lot
to.
Of people do that for sure.
Yeah, indeed. I wouldn't invite my date into the bathroom stall to see me use the bathroom either. I mean, there's things that you move into
mystery
a relationship
there. Yeah, sure.
With is my opinion. So increased breathing rate. Yeah, huff a little. unusual.
What if you're perspiration? Like walking up the stairs? I mean, this is ridiculous.
What if you're fat? Yeah. I mean, increased breathing rate and unusual perspiration. Excessive fidgeting, trembling, and goosebumps.
Wow.
Though some of these are all completely natural body reactions, the document says otherwise. While pacing around and being jumpy is also listed as a potential indicator of malicious intent, standing still as a rigid post also fits the bill of a terrorist. So,
you can't be too uptight, but you also can't be too hyperactive either. Yes,
yeah.
You might be a terrorist.
So what should you do? Should you, in order to avoid getting flagged as a terrorist, what should you do? Should you stand still, or should you gesture profusely?
Not go out in public? I mean, I don't know what you could do to avoid, because everything
these
on this
things.
List is suspect. I mean, this is just the whole idea of government making these overly broad criteria that kind of could apply to anybody, and it makes it so that anybody is suspect.
I would hope that this is dismissed as more drivel from the government by people, but I'm concerned.
I'm not sure if it is, but yeah, because, like, remember what happened to that British couple where they tweeted that they were going to go dig up Marilyn Monroe's grave, and somebody actually snitched on them, and, like, they were following that if you see something, say something, and they reported them to that airport, and then they were denied entry into the U.S.
That certainly happened.
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, will the Department of Homeland Security in New Jersey go after yawners? Yawners and goose bumpers? Are they so dumb as to follow their own recommendations? They can't be, can they?
Well, look at what they do with the water bottles at the airports. I mean, they do enforce those ridiculous regulations, so it seems like
there's
no end.
They do enforce those in sort of an even-handed way. Got a water bottle? We throw those away. No water bottles. Unless, of course, that water bottle is for a baby and it's going to be used in their formula, in which case you can bring the water bottle on. It doesn't make any sense at all. I don't know why they do the water thing. It was supposedly had something to do with creation of, cyanide gas or something on, that the terrorists over in London were threatening to do. Of course, this chemical reaction, which would require some liquids, takes 6 hours to do, and it requires, like, Bunsen burners and things like that. I don't know where you're going to get the items to make this stuff on the plane out of plain water.
And if you couldn't you just buy they have water on the plane.
It's not the water.
Okay.
It's what the water could be.
Oh,
so they just
I
have
see.
To throw it away because it could be something else.
Wow.
So,
okay.
Whatever.
Gotcha there. Well, that makes a little more sense. But, Mark, what I suspect about these new regulations from the DHS? I think, even though it's not on the list, being brown or being foreign, from a foreign country is something that they would consider an extra layer of suspicion. And so if somebody gives an anonymous tip that, hey, there's this brown guy over here and he's yawning and he's got goosebumps.
Well, I wonder.
Well, that's all they need to swoop in and investigate him. So
I wonder. I don't know if it's institutional, bias or whether it would be the bias of the people who'd make the recommendation. I mean, what would make you more nervous if you were a nervous Nelly? Would it be somebody who's of Middle Eastern descent, yawning and goosebumping, or somebody who's just your average little old white lady yawning and goosebumping? I would think that the folks that are worried are probably worried about specific stereotypes, even though there's certainly been terrorist attacks in the United States by Americans, too.
Yeah.
People of American descent and that kind of thing. So, I don't know why specifically Middle Easterners are pointed out here. But, if you're a younger Middle Eastern male, you're probably going to have some trouble.
Yeah, and the other thing is that there's going to be a bias in how these are, like, the anonymous tips that they get, because people are it is shown that people are more likely, not just by this whole Trayvon Martin thing, but also by science, that people are more likely to be suspicious of others who don't look like them. Right?
Well, actually, people are more likely to be suspicious of darker people, and it doesn't matter whether they're dark or not.
I've seen that too.
And human nature, it's disturbing, but this little pamphlet can't help.
No.
What do you think about the pamphlet here? 855-450-3733. Does it make you feel safe when the Department of Homeland Security sends out stuff like this? 855-450-FREE. Free Talk Live.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal, but something seems to be missing. Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com. But wait. There's more. You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order. Call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com. The world's most dangerous stickers.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2233 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
If you're taking 1, 2, 5 or more nutritional supplements, please stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food supplement you can buy. Men, women, children, even Olympic athletes the world over have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com. And now take just one nutritional supplement instead of many. The Bio Superfood formulas are whole food products composed with four of the most nutrient-dense algae found on Earth. Bio Superfood for the brain helps with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. If you can increase brain health, the rest of the body is a no-brainer. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity and is safe for you and your family. Learn more and order your Bio Superfood formulas at BioAge.com, spelled BioAge.com, BioAge.com, or call 877-288-9116. That's 877-288-9116. BioAge, the age of advanced organics.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. SACL toll free call in line 855-450-3733. Call in, talk about whatever you want to talk about. We've been talking about this new Department of Homeland Security terrorist pamphlet. It's frightening stuff. Real quick, you know, if you're into the ideas of liberty, I think that one thing you shouldn't miss is the power that music has over, you know, in the ability to transfer ideas. Many people have talked to me about wanting liberty-oriented music, and I can understand why they would want it. Music's great that way. But there's a band out there called Raja Mojo, and as a matter of fact, he's got they've got four songs, and
at cdbaby.com, which is where I bought them. It's an easy website to buy songs from. They're topping the charts over there. They have Give Me Some Truth, Everybody Knows, and Call It Democracy have been doing really well. In the political genre, they're 3, 4, and 7, respectively. Give Me Some Truth is number 1 at Retro Rock on their charts. Ooh. This week. Peaked at number 6 at Hard Rock, and Everybody Knows, which is the one I really like, on the Intelligent Dance Music chart. And number 3...
Everybody knows the game is rigged.
I guess I really like that part.
I've heard it before.
The game is rigged. So anyway, folk charts, number 3. It's great. And if we can keep Raja Mojo at the top of CD Baby's charts, it'll help get this message out to other people who may not have heard it. And it's Raja Mojo, RajaMojo. You can go listen to the songs at YouTube, but buy them at CD Baby. You can buy all 4 of them for $3.16. It's a great way to do some fast, easy, cheap activism. And you'll get some good music in the process. Raja Mojo at CDBaby.com. Stephanie, let's go to the phones. It's one of the things we do around here, right?
We talk show. Do.
Kelvin in Colorado. Kelvin, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, good evening, Mark and Stephanie.
Hi, Kelvin.
Hi there. Hey, a few nights ago, I heard Ian and Mark discussing this, and I thought I would offer this little tidbit that I came up with that really soothed my nerves. I know what you mean when you get irritated when you're looking for a parking space and you see all those empty handicapped spaces right up there in the prime locations. And I used to get really pissed off about that also. And then I stopped and thought about it a little bit, and I realized that, you know what, if those weren't handicapped spots, someone else would have taken them already, and you're still going to park way out in the back.
You
might be like...
That is pretty much true.
You might get 4 spots closer, but just because they weren't handicapped spots anymore, you wouldn't be getting them anyway. So,
true.
So that makes me feel a lot better about it when I see that and it irritates me, and then I go back to go, oh yeah, I realized
that. It's not that I can't get the spot. I mean, I'm not that interested and not that old. I'm not that interested in getting the close spot. What bothers me is that waste of perfectly good real estate. I mean, That parking real estate in front of whatever big box store or whatever you go to where they have these mandated a huge number of handicapped parking spaces that is almost never full and rarely even half full.
Yeah, and just seems so like a remarkable same thing
waste.
About handicapped restrooms, but, I mean, you can go in those, and it's not generally considered as
right, I don't get a ticket for using those if I have to take my son in, and, you know,
right.
I need a little extra room in the stall or whatever.
Sure, but, Mark,
I
want to
know about etiquette on handicapped stalls. Now that
Mark
you mentioned
it. Mark's giving me to talk to the hand.
This
no, I want to say
important.
Something,
okay,
Mark.
Go ahead. I've got something really important.
Okay, I really want to give a little bit of empathy to the handicapped people, the actual handicapped people out
something
there.
There's nothing to do with handicapped people.
Of course it's something to do with handicapped people.
Spaces to choose from when they go.
I heard this discussion earlier this week, and I was struck because it didn't sound very compassionate. I mean, I know there's abuse that goes on. I know that people get those tags as a political reason or whatever, but come on, if you had an injury or if you're really old, like, it's nice to give them a spot that's up in front. I don't think it should be mandated, but it's a nice thing to do.
That's not my point. It's the waste of real estate. It has nothing to
it's
do
not
with
It's not a
them.
Waste if it's for people who really need it, though.
Yes. My question to you is, have you ever seen them full?
No, I
okay.
haven't.
So that my that
so maybe
I
the government the government is giving them a man is giving the businesses a mandate, and they're inefficient because they don't know how many handicap spots are needed.
That's my
right?
point. Now let's talk about handicap stalls. I think this is very interesting. There are these special stalls for handicapped folks out there, and I think that's a good idea. Obviously, in a wheelchair, you're gonna have a heck of a time getting on and off the potty in those regular size stalls. But you don't want to make every stall so big that you're wasting all this room. So I think they're a great idea. However, when every single one of the potties is full, so say you've got 3 stalls and you've got to use a stall.
Mm-hmm.
I was over at Disney World and I had to take my son in to use the bathroom, and I didn't. I'm like, the handicap one just came open. Some mm-hmm. guy walked rather jauntily out, so I mean, he didn't seem handicapped. I'm next in line. The handicap one comes up. I'm like, am I supposed to use the handicap one? I've never used a handicap one before. Handicap ones are for handicapped people. I didn't know what to do.
You've never used one before?
See, I don't know. You see how we're trained? You see how the conditioning goes?
Yeah,
you see
sure.
the salivating in the pigeon here?
Mark, you had a baby with you. But a young child with you that needed help.
I figured
so
that would give me a pass.
Reason,
when
yeah.
the bathroom cop came along passing out tickets. But I, you know,
but there's a huge difference, though. Bathrooms don't have cops. The handicap, the parking, sure. which is ostensibly on a private parking lot, they do have cops that enforce that. Now, what about...
Many grocery stores that have the person with child parking.
Yeah, those are voluntary.
Yeah, that's voluntary, and I think that probably works out real well. So I guess my question is, it's probably not illegal to use the handicap thing, but how do you feel if you come out and there's a person in a wheelchair waiting for you to come out?
Yeah, you probably feel kind of crappy.
Yeah.
But, you know, you did have a reason to bring Jack in there, you know, because you needed a little extra space.
Yeah, I didn't go in because it was the roomy one.
But Mark, do you see how somebody might hear that and think, hey, I'm injured. I need to park in that handicap place. They're not really being very compassionate to me. You know, they're just calling it a waste of space.
If they want to listen, if they want to hear something other than what I was saying, I really can't control that. All I think is that there are too many handicap spaces in front of specific stores. The government mandates too many.
I'll give you that.
Spots.
There are too many.
If you know, I mean, I can only control what I say, not what people hear.
Okay.
I got pwned on Saturday night last night by some dude who said one thing and I responded in a different way. And, you know, rightly so. That's the way it goes in this game.
What was that?
Some guy was making comments on the Trayvon Martin situation, and I heard him making what sounded like, you know, violent rhetoric as opposed to what he said, which is essentially that he believes that people should be able to protect themselves. Anyway, Kelvin.
Okay, but getting pwned, I mean, you misunderstood what he said. Mm-hmm. That's not like a moral failing or anything. You shouldn't feel ashamed because you wanted to clarify.
Oh, I think it's important to listen to what people say.
Okay. Calvin, let's... Yeah,
what's on your mind? What else you got?
Well, on that, those handicap stalls, I bet if you weren't supposed to go in them, there'd be a big sign that says $500 fine or something.
Good chance.
Anyway. other thing is I've pretty much given up on getting any kind of news from the regular media after seeing the coverage of Ron Paul and just some of the things they say after I kind of changed my attitude about politics. And I've kind of gone to Internet sources for that. But Internet sources are pretty tough to vet and tell how reliable.
Kelvin, hold the line. Hold the line here. I want to talk to you. 855-450-3733. Free Talk Live.
Attention. Information in this one-minute message could save your life. Don't wait for the next emergency to happen. Act now to be prepared. Now, more than ever, civilians and communities must communicate with family, friends, and neighbors in the event of civil unrest, natural disasters, or other emergencies. That's why there's CivilDispatch.com. CivilDispatch.com is a universal system that can be used for a wide array of urgent notification alerts. Weather emergencies, civil unrest, emergency responders, amber alerts, school or business closings, any need-to-know situation. CivilDispatch.com is an emergency dispatch communication system, allowing anyone to quickly and easily send and instantaneously track emergency email and text alert notifications. CivilDispatch.com gives you the power of enterprise alerting without the enterprise cost. Don't find yourself unprepared. Learn more and become a member at CivilDispatch.com. That's CivilDispatch.com, civilian emergency dispatch system. Peace through preparedness.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision plasma pH drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL toll-free call-in line, 855-450-3733. Call in, talk about whatever you want to talk about there on the SACL CAI-sponsored toll-free line.
Mark's doing a little meditation before the show started.
I have this little thing that I say to myself before I turn on the microphones. I want to remind myself that I love my listeners and they're important to me. Because I can be a little abrasive, right? Like, it's my natural personality.
How's that working out for you, Mark?
I don't know. I mean, you know,
is that like serenity now?
Yeah, some days are better than others.
I'm sorry, I don't mean to laugh at you, but I don't know.
We don't all have that natural sort of nice personality, I'm afraid. You know, so
some people who don't think I'm nice, but I try to be nice, you know.
I can be a little grumpy, so I remind myself that I do care about my listeners. They're important to me. Mm-hmm. I don't want to seem too overly passionate to be to be nice to myself. SACL CAI, however, has a full-orbed approach to account recovery. It's really three companies in one. They do collections, early out billing, they purchase charged-off receivables. SACL knows that the way they treat your customer reflects on you. Their staff is respectful, they record every call, and have the best equipment money can buy. Your business is handled as efficiently as possible. As a result, you can see their banner at freetalklive.com. It's the top one on the right-hand side of the page. SACL CAI, I have no trouble liking Jason Osborne over there.
Nobody does. He's great. Yeah, we like him.
So let's go back to Kelvin in Colorado. You can give us a call at 855-450-3733. Real quick, as a reminder, before we get back in here, the archives at archives.freetalklive.com, available to you for free. There are years and years worth of archives on Free Talk Live that's tens of hours a week available to you, hundreds of hours a year, whatever it is. Probably thousands of hours worth of audio available to you for free at archives.freetalklive.com. You can go listen to your heart's content, archives.freetalklive.com. Kelvin, now, you were telling us about online news sources and your some concerns there?
Yes, because I've pretty much stopped listening to or watching Fox, CBS, CNN, all those guys, and I get a lot of my Liberty news or stuff that's not covered by the mainstream media from places like Drudge, Freedom Phoenix, Instapundit, and those kind of places. But I also need some stuff that's know, to know other stuff that's going on in the world, you know, because these other sites are pretty focused on, you know, like Pop Block and some of these things that are like issues sites. So I think I've found a couple of good sources, but I was hoping you might be able to suggest some more.
Well, go ahead and tell me what you found.
Reuters, BBC, and I sometimes watch the PBS NewsHour, although they seem to have a pretty liberal kind of socialistic bent to them. But
you sound like a news junkie, is what you sound like, Kelvin.
Yeah, I was sort of thinking the same thing.
Are you a news junkie?
No, not really, but since I started getting interested in the Liberty movement, and particularly in the Ron Paul thing, I've just been fascinated by watching the news coverage, or lack thereof, and that gets me to thinking about, you know, what other stuff are they not talking about?
Yeah.
And then after reading, you know...
One thing I found very interesting about the... I mean, you know, and I think the news has... They deserve some credit with the covering of Ron Paul. They attempt to cover him in saying, well, you know, he's doing okay. But what they don't really seem to get is the delegate, the way... I mean, here, these are the people... So it's supposed to be the handers of down of the information. They're bequeathing the information upon us. And they don't even know how the delegate process works. Mm. So they'll report, oh, my God, Rick Santorum done won him another Midwestern state. And, you know, it was, what? He didn't get any delegates out of this. They've got a delegate count when there's no way to count the delegates. And it's really kind of pathetic that they don't seem to know that they don't know.
That's exactly what has driven me up the wall, because in my understanding is that, you know, like Ron Paul says all the time, there's a, you know, they forget about this little thing called the delegates. So how these news guys can go ahead and say so-and-so got so many delegates, well, they must be taking the straw poll and handing out the delegates from that state proportionally to what the straw poll results.
I think that's exactly what they're doing.
And that's, you know, people might think, you know, that Ron Paul's stealing the election or did something underhanded, when it turns out that he gets way, way more delegates than the news people said that he was going to, then they're going to start talking about how, you know, he did something illegal or underhanded or whatever, when he's been completely open about his strategy.
Right. His strategy is to exploit a process which was designed essentially to disempower the voting public. The process was intended that the average voter would not actually have control over who the delegate was. And the Paul campaign has put together a delegate strategy, which has, for what, I have a news story here, which is out of Missouri, where Santorum won, which shows that this isn't working, and we'll go into that a little bit later.
Well, I've been kind of quiet on this so far while you guys were talking about this whole process, because there was a time in my life when I was really interested in this stuff, and I would say I describe myself as maybe a little bit of like a political junkie, right? And I used to follow the news real carefully and try to learn about all the ins and outs of the political process. But really what that did was raise my blood pressure, not allow me to accomplish anything significant, and I felt depressed at the end of it. And so I made a choice to give that up. And mm-hmm. I'm just saying that I think there are probably some people who are listening. Some people are gonna listen to this conversation and really grab onto what you guys are saying and get really excited about the political process and like, yeah, it's like a game we got to watch and we got to try to win for our side. But some people are going to be listening and say, you know, what I think what Stephanie's saying makes a little bit of sense, that maybe we should try to get out of this game mentality and just not let this run our lives.
I tend to be on the fence on this one. I know that statistically voting isn't that important of a process. But at the same time, I really do value all the people in the Ron Paul campaign who have made this guy, who is this unremarkable representative from Texas. I mean, there have been how many representatives have there been in United States representatives have there been since the beginning of the country? This unremarkable guy has been pushed into the leadership role of the figurehead role in the Liberty movement by some people who are really doing it.
Don't you think it's kind of dangerous to have a figurehead in the Liberty movement, though?
Not Ron Paul as a figurehead. No, I mean,
really?
I don't think
honestly, I don't. I have some significant disagreements with him.
Sure.
I don't think he represents me, really.
Absolutely. I've got some significant disagreements
with him, too. Just like nobody represents
but he's
me.
He's not going to take control and do anything because he's too humble of a guy. So, no, I'm not that really concerned with him being in that role. And what concerns me the most is that people get to hear some of the good arguments about the ideas that would otherwise not hear them. Wouldn't you agree that hundreds of thousands of people have heard these ideas that wouldn't have otherwise?
Mm-hmm, absolutely.
And that's valuable.
Yep, it is. But, you know, he's not a savior. He's not Jesus Christ. Not that Jesus Christ is anything to me either, but, you know, he's not like this mythical figure coming to save us all. We have to, like, create our own freedom in our own lives, and I don't think that comes through the political process and being obsessed with the news.
I don't think that...
Spending a lot of... You could be working on yourself.
But you wouldn't be reaching nearly as many people. All that stuff...
But you're getting more freedom in your life.
Prior to 2008, no, you're not. You're not going to get any more freedom in your life.
Yeah, actually... You are.
How are you going to get more freedom in your life?
There are lots of mental prisons that people are in.
Oh, mental prisons now. Okay. I'm talking about actual freedom. Because there are real live people with real live guns that will shoot you real live dead if you do not do what they say. And those people often work for the government. So, I mean,
okay, now
that's
you're talking
the freedom
about
I'm talking
gun. I mean,
about.
You're bringing out this. This rhetoric that seems like it's meant to scare me or like...
I'm not trying to scare you. I'm just saying, I don't need to scare you. Don't pay your taxes. Walk down the street smoking a joint.
That's not exactly what I was talking about, though, Mark.
I want real freedom. I don't want, you know, I've got mental, you know, mental freedom. I get where you're coming from.
It's a huge deal. I mean, you don't think that's important at all?
You got to free yourself in your mind before you can free yourself in your body. I'll agree with that.
Yeah. That's all I'm saying.
Kelvin, we'll talk about your news sources here in a second. 855-450-3733.
Free Talk Live. Kelvin, poor guy.
If you've ever considered a reverse mortgage to provide extra retirement funds, now is a great time to call MetLife Home Loans for a free DVD and information kit. We've reduced costs on our Heckam Saver reverse mortgage product, making it a favorable alternative to a home equity line of credit. As a result, more people are adding reverse mortgages to their retirement plans. If you or any co-owners of the home are at least 62, call MetLife Home Loans to learn more about this smart way to take advantage of the equity in your home while you continue to own it. There's no obligation, so call for your DVD today. Call MetLife Home Loans at 800-598-1781 for your free kit and DVD. That's 800-598-1781. 800-598-1781. All loans are subject to approval. Interest accrues on the loan amount disbursed. Certain conditions and fees apply. Mortgage financing provided by MetLife Home Loans, a division of MetLife Bank, N.A., Equal Housing Lender.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Are you or someone you know suffering from high blood pressure, cholesterol, or chest pains? Are you looking for a more natural way to overcome these health challenges? ExtendoVite is made from herbs known to help with these symptoms. Made from garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, and four other herbs, ExtendoVite goes to work detoxifying heavy metals and killing fungus and virus to enhance your overall health. For only $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid, you too can begin on your path to better health. For more information, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses 3 groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled T-E-R-A-G-A-N-I-X.com. Terraganics.com. or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM1, the raw probiotic.
Don't answer it!
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, 855-453. Take a toll-free call in line, 855-450-3733. Call in. Talk about whatever you want to talk about. It's Free Talk Live after all. The state owns the land, but they don't own the water. To be free today, you need a boat. Not just any boat, a life yacht. A life yacht's an idea. It's an idea for a stable catamaran made out of concrete as big as a house that purifies its own water, generates its own power. To some extent, it can grow its own food, and it has a shallow draft to be able to get a four-wheel drive car or SUV on shore just by a boat ramp. With a life yacht, you could live free of nearly any government intrusion and have a seashore home just about anywhere in the world. You can be involved for as few as $1,000 and the commitment of as little as 8 months. It's ericksoncouncil.com to find out more. It's well worth looking into. ericksoncouncil.com. If you can't find the website, just go to freetalklive.com. There's a banner on the side. It's got a little sailboat there with the hydrofoil, the airfoil sails. And
unmistakable.
It's unmistakable.
You'll see it.
ericksoncouncil.com. All right, let's go back to Kelvin in Colorado.
Poor Kelvin. He's been on for 3 segments now, and he's barely had like 2 sentences to talk.
So, Kelvin, you wanted to know about news sources on the internet and which ones we trust. And you mentioned some and to find the ways that you go about it. So, why don't you recap with real quick what you find to be worth reading on the internet?
So far, been Reuters and some BBC, and then sometimes I watch the PBS. News Hour at night.
You sound pretty well informed to me, like you're keeping track.
Don't you think, like, if all of the news sources have some kind of bias, then the best way to get a well-rounded view is to just read as many of them as you possibly can?
To some extent, but I actually have the same point of view that you do, Stephanie. I used to never listen to any of this stuff or watch it because it just made my blood boil and made me depressed and stressed out, and so I just dropped out of the whole thing. And the only reason I'm really back into it now is the inspiration from the Ron Paul thing, which I understand you're not that hot on, but to me it's like, wow, my whole life, finally somebody's there that I can vote for against instead of against. And yeah, maybe I don't believe like 100% with every single position he has, but compared to the others, he is so much farther in my direction than any of the others. I would feel no remorse whatsoever at voting for Ron Paul. In fact, I'm a state delegate here in Colorado.
Yeah, Kelvin, I can empathize with that. I mean, at one point in my life, I was there, but I just wonder, like, where are you going to be in 4 years? Like, are you going to have the same ideas? Is it still going to be Ron Paul, or are you going to change your mind? I don't know.
Well, no, I won't be changing my mind because I've pretty much been of this mind for a long time.
Okay.
But if there's not somebody that steps up with the liberty message again, then I'm just going to back away from that. And by that point, I hope to be living in a different state east of here.
You mean like New Hampshire, maybe?
Yeah, possibly. And there's a lot of things right there locally to get into that actually affect your life, you know, real time, instead of this bureaucracy that's, you know, the behemoth that can't really be tamed anyway. Anyway.
For me, news sources, what I do... I'm sorry. What I was going to say is, as far as news sources go, I generally listen to, you know, Freedom's Phoenix, like you said, is a news aggregation site. I keep an eye on that. I keep an eye at freetalklive.com, where we do news aggregation there. I look for the titles in the areas that are important to me, like you said, the liberty-oriented stuff. And I turn on NPR and listen there, and sometimes I'll get CNN. Now, when I am listening in those locations, I feel like NPR often tries to tell stories, and those stories are relevant no matter what. But, you know, I try to keep – I'm always concerned about what kind of – what I'm being told in the news. Other news sites,
Their coverage of Porkfest was, like, pretty good, I thought.
It wasn't bad.
Yeah.
But that was a little...
If that's indicative of how they cover every story, then they're, you know, pretty good, I would say.
And I like to keep an eye on...
Imagine what it would be like if Fox News covered Porkfest, though.
Yeah, God
yeah.
knows. I like
oh
to
my
keep an
God,
eye on...
they had a gay dance party. It's a
and
gay
the people carrying the guns around and all that stuff. I like to keep an eye on Al Jazeera. I think that that's another news source that I, you know, yeah. they do their best in a lot of locations. And I think when they cover Middle East stories, that they're more likely to get the pulse of what it's like in the Middle East, what the man on the street thinks over there, as opposed to yeah. what we hear over here.
As well as RT, right? I mean, it's Kelvin mentioned the BBC, but I do think it's good to get a sort of an international perspective, because another thing about American news sources is they're very American-centric,
yep.
and they don't tend to cover things that are happening in other places around the world, and so if you want a more world news view, then you can probably go outside the U.S.
And when I think about the story that happened with the soldier in Afghanistan just recently, you know, this guy that supposedly went on this rampage and killed 16 or 17, not entirely sure at this point, people. And, you know, the story keeps changing on the U.S.'s side. And then over there in the Middle East, they seem to really believe that it was a group of soldiers that did this.
Yeah, with
one.
Helicopters hovering overhead. And stuff,
right, they've
yeah.
got this whole other story, this whole other narrative. And I think that it's very, you know, this really shows not that one is right and one is wrong. Somebody could say, oh, those darn Middle Easterners, they're telling lies because they hate our freedoms. They could be saying, who knows, maybe that is what they're doing.
We don't have direct evidence, so we don't know.
There's no evidence one way or the other.
There's no video, we didn't see it.
The suggestion that you know because some news source here has told you or because your government has told you makes you a fool. So I'm not a fool. I'm not going to suggest that I know one way or the other on this story. I don't believe either of them, but I think it's interesting how there's two entirely different narratives going on. Kelvin?
And here's something that I heard this morning on one of the shows. Now they're saying, well, the guy went out and killed a bunch of people, then he went back to his base camp, like, and reloaded or whatever, and then he went out and killed a bunch more of them. So
yeah.
Here's now a third theory.
Yeah, there is a third theory, and it's interesting. They, you know, have him, supposedly they have some video of him putting down his weapon, is what they claim. Now, I haven't seen this video yet. I'm not saying that it hasn't been released. I don't know. I haven't seen it. But, you know, if they can come up with some video, hard to tell lies with. So I'm interested in that coming out. But I don't know. I mean, maybe he was part of this kill team. You got me. Should be very interesting as this story comes out, but I would encourage everybody not to make up their mind on this one. The same with the Trayvon Martin case. It appears as though lots of stuff keeps coming out on this one. So, Kelvin, does that answer your question?
Yes, it does. Good night, ladies and gentlemen.
Thanks, Kelvin.
Thanks,
appreciate
Kelvin.
The call. 855-450-3733. You can call in, talk about whatever you want. Let's go to Joshua, calling from Oklahoma. Joshua, you're on Free Talk Live.
Can you hear me now?
I can hear you.
Radio voice.
Okay. And a face just made for radio, let me tell you. You guys really hit a hot button for me earlier, talking about getting free internally before you can be externally. And then related to that, of course, is theories of freedom and even the meaning of the word freedom. depending on who's speaking it.
Yeah, some people will say, like, freedom from hunger is a very important freedom. And obviously, I don't want to have hunger, no doubt about it. But people will use this terminology, freedom, which to me means the ability to do what I want as long as I don't harm another person or, hurt their property or anything like that. The ability to be free in and of myself and sort of a negative rights, standpoint of rights theory, sort of this area. Some people, however, would use it in this sort of positive rights idea that they would say that there's, you know, they have the right to food, they have the right to health care, they have the right to an education.
And well, don't you think you, just to play devil's advocate here, Mark, I don't think that, you know, the government should give people food and things like that, but wouldn't you say that you might feel freer in your life if you didn't have to worry about where your next meal was going to come from?
Absolutely, but the question is, when you're talking about a right to food and the right to freedom from hunger, mm-hmm. The question is, upon whom is it incumbent to provide you with your freedom from hunger? Because mm-hmm. if you can lay around and I have to provide you with food so that you're free from hunger, I am your slave. If I've got to peel your grapes and fan your big fat butt, then...
Well, right, natural, that's the whole thing about natural rights, right? Is it like they end where somebody else's rights begin, right?
That's what...
Well, I've been through all of that with freedom as a negative right. It's an absence of restraint or external restraint. Positive right is something that if you don't have it, the government has to go get it and give it to you. And I ended up actually having to abandon all that.
Really? Now, don't tell me what you came up with. I want to hear
cliffhanger,
this.
Yeah.
We're going to tease it here, Joshua.
Yeah. Okay.
855-450-3733. Just hold on the line. Come back here in the second hour, 855-450-3733, and find out if it's not positive rights and it's not negative rights, what kind of rights are they? Free Talk Live.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. Are you looking for a concealed carry holster? Crossbreed Holsters is the home of the world-famous Super Tuck, the most comfortable concealed carry holster on the market today. Try one out and see how truly discreet and comfortable carrying concealed can be. And find out why we call it the ugliest holster you'll ever love. We are the standard others try to imitate.
Get the original. Get your Super Tuck at crossbreedholsters.com. Again, that's crossbreedholsters.com.